Sogt der Mishnah, der New Perek, der Samach Aleph von der Beis in der Barim. Hadorim ha'akum b'chotze. Is it back to the din of Eruv Chatzeres. Chachom meret ha'konim. The Reisa, you're allowed to carry from a chotze to a Rishus ha'yochet, to a bayis. It's all one Rishus ha'yochet. It's not Rishus ha'rabim. Chachom meret ha'konim. If you're going to carry from your private domain, from your home, into the chotze, which is a communal area, after all the people, they use the common chotze, so you'll also come to carry in a Rishus HaRabim, which is a public domain. So they said, you have to make the public domain into one domain. How do you make it into one? By everyone chipping in into the cost of a loaf of bread or a box of matzahs or whatever food item. So we're all considered that we're inhabitants by this one meal. So a male, it's considered like it's one ownership. So we're not walking into a public domain. So it's like a hacker. It's a reminder. It's a realization that we're not going to go, just like we go from the bayis to the chotzer, we're not going to take stuff from the bayis to the Rishus HaRabim. You may be allowed to take things from your bayis to your chotzer if you made an Erev Chatzeres. Now, obviously, all the people that live in the different batim that use the chotzer have to be mishtatif in this Erev Chatzeres. If you have someone that doesn't want to be, so there's two eitzes. Either he's misalik himself from here, I'm out of here, I have no connection to this chotzer, or he's mevatel his rishus to the chotzer, the b'nei chotzer. I have a part and parcel in this chotzer, I'm part of it, after all, I live over here, I'm mevatel my rishus, my chelik in this chotzer, I'm being mevatel to everyone else, so I'm out of it also. A goy, on the other hand, that's not moide be'erev, doesn't believe in erevin, he's not going to be mevatel his rishus, he'll be tracked in a minute later. So a goy, you have a problem if you have a goy living with you in the row of homes that use the communal chotzer. The goy, the only way out is by being soichem a koymoy. Here's $5. I'm renting your area, your bailas in this chotzer. So mele, he's out of it because you rented it from him. Now the Gemara is going to say, we did this takana because we don't want you to live with the goyim. Yilmat mima same, you learn from them. So we made it hard for you. And the goy is not going to want to. He's not going to, he thinks this kishuv taking place over here. What are you selling? Give me money. Hocus pocus. So you're not going to live there. You can make it hard for us. And that's what Chazal wanted. Zog the Mishnah. Hadogim ha'akum.
Is it a hacker? Are you making loaf of bread? Or
no, it's not a not exactly hacker. It's a communal area that it's not anymore. Forget it, it's not a communal area. The whole problem is that if you carry from a bayis to chotzer, you carry from a bayis to Rishus Rabim, by having everyone part of the bread, so it's one ownership. It's not considered many people. I'm walking into an area that's owned by one. What I meant by hacker is that you won't mix up and go now to Rishus Rabim. That's the point in hacker. Hacker, it's not a din hacker like Lechi and Kaira. Hacker meaning, I won't make this mistake now. That's we're handling a mistake that you walk into Rishus Rabim. So Zog the Mishnah, Hadogim ha'akum b'chotzer. If someone lives with a goy in the chotzer, now a goy, we said you have a problem. Oy, im yishe'en ha'moyde be'erev. Or you have someone like a kuti that is not moyde be'erev. So he's not going to be mevatlas Rishus. He's not going to be part of the bread. Hareza oisolov. He asks on him to carry now from his bayis to the chotzer. We're discussing items, kelim from the bayis to bring to the chotzer. We're not talking about kelim sheshovsu b'chotzer. That's all the mendin. Rabbi Lezer ben Yankov
says that this whole din that a guy asks on you is la oilem in a oisach yu shnei yisraelim oisrin zel zeh.
When you have two yidin that live in two different homes in this chotzer, and they come now to make an erev amongst them, then the goy hinders them from making the erev. But if you have a yochid, if you have one yid and a goy, it doesn't asa. And the Gemara is going to explain the reason is because it's not shchiach for one yid to live with a goy. The goy is choshlai ritzicha. It's not going to live with him. Two yidin, he feels a little more secure and safe. So then it's shchiach. Then we made the gzera that we don't want you to live with the goy, so we make it hard for you, and the ass is on you until you're soichem mekaymai. But the Koponim, Rabbi Lezer ben Yankov says that it doesn't ass unless there's two yidin. That's when the goy plays a role and it ass is on you. Omer Rabbi Gamliel Maisa b'tzduki echod. There was a Maisa b'tzduki. Now, according to Rabbi Gamliel, tzduki is not like a goy. So it's not like a kuti that's gay rayas. At a regular goyim. Tzduki is a Yisrael, just he became a min. He's a mumer, he's a min. He doesn't believe in the whole Torah Shabbat Peh. So, be'etzim is Yisrael, he can be mevatel rishus without tzchiris. Just he doesn't believe in this, but he could be mevatel rishus. A goy can't be mevatel rishus. A tzduki could. So, Zokim Mishnah, Omer Gamliel, Maisa b'tzduki yechod, she'idorim ono b'movui b'yushalayim,
V'omalonu Abba. So our father told us, and Gamil is saying about his father. His father said, "Magu v'itzius akelin lemavui atzli yoytzi v'yeser aleichem." That means he might have been mevatel zeshus, but if he takes now his own kelim out into the chotzer, into the mavui, to mashita mevoyis over here, so then it shows that what he was mevatel, he retracted. He just gave up his mevatel zeshus. He gave up his bialis and his mavui. Well, you better hurry and bring your stuff out from your bias to the chotzer, from the bias to the mavui, before he does. Because once he does, then he just showed that he's out. I'm out of the deal. Actually, yoytzi v'yeser aleichem. So now there's two ways of understanding what would happen when he brings his stuff out. This is what he said. Maharu v'asu tzorcheichem b'mavui. Quickly, do all what you have to do in the mavui. Actually, yoytzi v'yeser aleichem. That means Reb Yehuda holds that it doesn't make a difference if you did something. Once he brings his stuff out, it's passé, it's over. He's mevatel, he goes back and he's retracting. That's what Reb Yehuda holds. Tanakama holds, the other lishna was, that father said as follows, Abba said, bring your stuff out quickly, because once you bring your stuff out, he can't retract anymore. There's two ways of understanding what he said to hurry. Hurry and bring your stuff out. So once you brought it out, he can't retract anymore. It's over. He already gave up his violence in the mavui. The Reb Yehuda is saying, hurry and do whatever you have to do, because he could bring his stuff out, and then it's over, even though you already brought your stuff out. That means, obviously he could retract. The question is, up until when could he retract? Could he retract before you brought your stuff out? And only then, so quickly bring out your stuff, and then bring your stuff later, even if he wants to retract, doesn't work. Or bring out whatever you have to do, because once he retracts, you can't do anything anymore. Zokti Gemara. Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph. Yosef Abaye Bar Avin. Reb China Bar Avin. Yosef Abaye Bar Avin. Yosef V'Kamri. Bishlem Reb Meir Kesover. Meir Stana Kama. Hadorim Ma'akam B'Chotzer. He doesn't differentiate between one or two Yidden. Right? Reb Eliezer Ben Yankov says, Lo'oylem Ma'akam Azit doesn't ask until you have two Yidden. So Bishlem come to Remeya, Kosova Diras, Ovid Kachovim Shema Dira. A Dira of a guy is called a Dira. He's living here. He's a regular one of the inhabitants. Veloishno Chad, Veloishno Trey. The guy asks on you. Doesn't make a difference one Yid or two Yid in the Chotzer. Elo Rav Lezim Yankov, my Kosova. What is the old man of Shech? I Kosova Diras, Ovid Kachovim Shema Dira. If it's called a Dira, Safi Lechad Nami Nitzah. So even if it's one Yid, it should ask her. Why only by two does it ask her? Veloishma Dira, if a Dira is not called a Dira, it's not considered a dira. I feel a trei nami lenitza. So if there's two yidden, why should it asa? He's not here. He's not called a diyugin bichlal. Omul Abaya, the sovah Rameya diras akim shmo dira. How could this be the yisrael machlokes? Rameya, you understand that diras akim shmo dira. V'atanya, there's a beferish of brisa. Chatzera shalayv kuchovim hareyu kedir shal behema. It's like a barn. There's no one living here. So if what does that mean? Is like a dir shal behema. It really means that if he's not home for Shabbos, it doesn't aser. Meaning by a yid, if he's there, even if he's not home, he still asers. A yid's home is still his home. Mashenkin, by a goy, only when he's there, it's some type of diyugin. But when he's not there, so it doesn't aser. But when he's there, we talk and made a gzera that it's considered. It's Yomad Bimaisim. We'll see in a second in Gemara. So our component, but we see even according to Meir, Diras Akim is considered a Dir Shal Behema. Elo Zok Gemara. Gemara retracts and the Yisrael Machlekes remain. Reb Eliezer Ben Yankov is as follows: Elo the Kuli Yama Diras Akim Lo Shema Dira. It's not called a Dira. It's a Dir Shal Behema. V'Hocha Begzera Shema Yilmed Bimaisov Komifligi. Are you going to learn from his ways? The Gzera is as follows: Reb Eliezer Ben Yankov Sovar Came with Oyv Kachovim Chosh Lashvikas Domim. Nobody's going to live with a guy, a singular yid. The guy is chosar tzicha. He's going to come and murder you at night. So by a regular yid, is not a single yid, is not going to live with a guy. He's chosar shvikas domim. So trei, however, if you have two yidin, you feel more secure. So the shchicha, the daire, so shchiach can live with a guy. That's where the gzera starts, that they cannot be part of the erev and the as on you. Gozrebu. However, chad lo shchiach. It's not shchiach for 1 year to live with the goy. They never made the gzera of the whole din that the goy asks. So lo goes with Rabbanon. That's Reb Elazar ben Yankov. That's only by two. V'Reb Meir Sovar zimnin. It's possible sometimes. The mikri v'dayer. 1 year goes against the norm, and he lives with the goy. And that's Reb Meir l'shitosoi. That's chayis lemiuta. In Ovashas, we see Reb Meir's chayis lemiuta. So also, you have this fluke case. This 1 year living with a goy.
So that asses because zimni de mikra v'dayo. The Omer Rabbanon said, "Ein erev moyel b'makom akum." The erev doesn't work by an akum. The ein bitul, that's one way of being part of the erev. The ein bitul shoes moyel b'akum. He can't be mavatlus shoes. Atchi yaskir. Until you rent out the area, the common area from the goy, and his maskem koymoi. Now, the reason why we said schiros dafka, because that the goy is not going to want so easily pashtas. To be ma'arav, he'll say no problem. To be mavatar reshus, he'll say no problem. What do I care? I'm mavatar reshus, I'll be part of it, whatever you want. Just don't bother me. He'll be maskim. Chachomim don't want that. They don't want him to be maskim. They want it to be hard, that you shouldn't live there. So they said schiros. So schiros is not something that he's going to agree to so quickly. In order, you shouldn't live with a goy. The Tosef ben Peretz says a little difference. He says that an Erev doesn't work by a goy. Why? Because he's not moide be'erev. Can't be part of the Erev. He's not moide be'erev. Just like we said by a min, he's not moide be'erev. By a kuti, let's say, guy, they're not moide. If it's als bitul reshus doesn't help by a goy because it will attract 5 minutes later. So what do I do? I told him I'm a vatel. Mavatel, I'm going to use my, I make a barbecue in the chotzer. Why should I be mavatel by reshus? He'll be choyzer. So Memele, Schiris is the only thing that's real. Money talks. And he walks. So that's Taka. We'll make it hard for him. He's not, he's going to think hocus pocus. Kshof him. So he's not going to want, or he'll make you do it every week. Rashi says, we'll see soon in the Gemara. Rashi says, every week he'll make you pay again. He'll say, oh, I changed my mind. Again, you have to be Seicher. So Memele, it's going to be very hard to live with the goy. And we don't want you to live with the goy. And that's the whole purpose why we said Schiris is the only thing that works. Va'akum loy moiger. And a guy is not going to want to rent it out to you. My time, what's the reason? Ilaim mishum desovar. Dilma osi lach zuke b'shusoi. That means the guy, the reason why he's not going to want to take $5 to give up his rights in the chotza is because you'll be machzik b'shus. I can't walk through the chotza anymore. I can't place my items in the chotza. He'll be scared. He won't want to be maskim. So that the Gemara says depends. When you do a schiros, you have to have a healthy stark of schiros. So then the schiros is a real thing. It's a bria dik schiros. So Mela the guy is concerned that he will lose all his rights in the chotzer. Because after all, it was a schiros bria. You don't need a schiros bria, meaning you don't have to have it could be just an easy schiros. We'll see what that is. If it's a pruta or less than a pruta, but the point is, you don't need a schiris bria, it can be a shvacha schiris. So, Michael Amemar, if the man Domret says, oh, you need a schiris ruah, so the guy is not going to think that he loses his rights. Why should he? The whole thing was like a joke in his mind. So, if it's a schiris ruah, so he's not going to feel stifled that he can't use the chotzer. The itmar, we learned in the Brice as follows. Rav Kis doma schiris bria. You need a schiris bria. Rav Sheish doma schiris ruah. So what does it mean, ruah and bria? Zok tigmora, my ruah and my bria, ilay me bria bepruta. That means you have to give him at least a pruta. A pruta is a real money, a real value, shavius. So that's called bria. And ruah means pachas mishav pruta. Frek tigmora, why should pachas mishav pruta be any less in the guy's eyes? Mi ikalaman daomem ma'akum bepachas mishav pruta loy. Why should less than a shav pruta be any less by a guy? A guy cares about every penny. He's a penny pincher. Even half a pruta by him is money.
When
it comes to a guy, you can be soicher even less than shal pruta. So there's no such thing as schiros ruah because less than shal pruta. By a guy, less than shal pruta is the same thing as $100. Every penny counts by him. So why would that be called ruah and bria? Now, there's very interesting, yesoid, achronim, the Avnei Miluim and the Rishash, they want to bring a raya from here that by kinyonim, if let's say you have kinyonim, so if mitzad the mekabel, it's choshev, and mitzad the noisen, it's not, it's called a kinyon. Maybe if let's say I give pachas mishav pruta, so it's not a shavis for the noisen, not for the mekabel. Let's say the mekabel is a choyle, that's not to be nana from Yisuri Ano. A mekadesh with Yisuri Ano. So mitzad the noisen, there's nothing. It's not worth a shav pruta. Mitzad the mekabel, that's a choyla. It should be mekudeshes because you go bust the mekabel. So zok the rishash, they want to bring a riot to the sofok of the Mishnah Melech. If shav pruta is that mitzad the noisen, mitzad the mekabel. From here you see it's stolen the mekabel because by an akum we said that it's considered a shav pruta is considered a shavias for the goy for the year it's not, but for the goy it is. So we see you go bust the mekabel. That's the riot of Rishash that Avnei Miluim they want to bring to the Sofik of the Mishnah Melech. If you go Bas Mekabel and Noisin, Nafkamin, like I said, you Mekadish Bisura, no. For the Noisin, it's nothing. For the Mekabel, it's something. So Rabbi Chonon and other Achronim want to say that over here it's different. There's no riot to regular Kinyonim. Over here by Erevin, it's a word in Siluk or Bitl Rishos. The reason why it works is because the guy is misalik himself from the chotzer by pachs mishav pruta. It's not a vort in legabe de mekabel. It's considered a kabbalah and gabri noisin. It's not called an asina. The vort's not mekabel and noisin. It's a vort in is the mekabel misalik or mevatlis v'shus from here. So with the pachs mishav pruta, he's misalik himself. But there's no raya legabe kinyan moment that it will work legabe kedushin. Al kapon the gemara says we see clearly that pachs mishav pruta is considered something by a guy. A guy that steals less than shal pruta, he's killed. Capital punishment. Because by a yid, when you steal, you can return it. So merely you're not going to get killed for it. There's a heshev, it's akzela. A guy does no veheshev. If a guy steals from a yid, so less than a shal pruta, the yid is meichel. So there's no hashava, but the maisi still owes that shal pruta. So by a guy, so Mela, he steals from a yid, so Mela, it would be narrow on it. Because there's no Ashova on the lesson of Shav Prut. Tosis learns a little different. Rashi learns, that a guy stealing from a guy, there's no pasha for Shavas Aveda, so Mela is narrow on Pachs Mishav Pruta. Tosis is talking about that a guy steals from a yid. Since a yid is meichel and shav pruta, so Mela thought literally shav and clapping the guy. So Mela, that's where he's chayv misa. Meaning the question is what the case is. No, el pachas mishav pruta by a guy, by him, he still has a din hashava because there's no din hashava. So because a yid is meichel, or a guy from a guy is no pasuk of hashava. Hashava is made by a yid. By Yisrael is the din of Hayeshev Zaveda, not by a guy. So if there's no din Hashava, so in the Pachas Mishava Pruta, what are you going to do? You still have to return it. But either a guy steals from a yid, and the yid is Moichel, so but there's still a Shava mitzad the guy, or a guy from a guy, there's no Pachas Mishava Zaveda. So Mela, there's still a din that you have to return it. You can't, until you return it, you chayv mis on it. But upon him, we see a guy is Ne'ag Pachas Mishava Pruta.
Even a
Pachas Mishav Pruta, of course, more also. But even a Shav Pruta, there's no Pachas Mishav Aveda by more than Pruta either. So we see Al-Kaponim less than Shav Pruta by a guy is Seichem Ekoimah Min Akum. So what should it mean, difference between Ruah and Bria mean? Zog Gemara, what means as follows. Ela Bria B'muaki V'aburgani. Rashi says, Muaki V'aburgani means benches and chairs. The yid wants to be a mamala de chotzer with safsalan and katedras im yirtzah. That the guy is going to be scared of. You know what? You want to be seichem ekoimah? What? Suddenly you're bringing down all your benches and your couches over here in my chotzer. So that's called a bria. Bria means when the yid starts putting his furniture in the chotzer, then the guy is going to get nervous and not be maskim. Ru'ua is beloy muak of a bria gnei. He's going to say, no problem. Give me $5. Use the chotzer. I'm giving it up as long as I don't see you bring your furniture down there. So I understand why the guy is not going to be masking. He's not going to be masking for the furniture of the yid suddenly be in the chotzer. You don't have to have a schiris that he can actually bring his couches down there. So Michael and Maymar, so what's that going to difference? Why over here would he not be masking? The guy would still not be masking, even though it doesn't mean that the yid is going to fill up the chotzer with furniture. The reason why he's not going to be maskim is as follows. He's scared of kshofim. What is this? Witchcraft? You're giving me $5 and now suddenly you have a chelik in the chotzer and I don't, whatever that means officially, even if you don't bring your benches down there. What is this? Yiddish witchcraft, hocus pocus. So he's not going to be maskim. And we don't want you to be maskim. We don't want the guy to be maskim. We want it to be hard for the yid. We want him to say that I don't agree. So the yid is not going to live with the chotzer in the same issues. And Rashi over here says, in Dibur Maschil, Lav de Kulam Aloish Madira, Zog Rashi, Kedei She Yikshe Be'enov, Litin Tzchar B'chol Shabbos V'Shabbos. That means it seems to imply that it's a weekly thing that's going to have to take place. Every week you have to do it. So the Rosh explains that since the goy is chayish l'kshofim, like we're saying now, so he's going to be chayish from his schiritz on a weekly basis. Means he agrees for 1 week, and then Tuesday afternoon he's going to say, I'm out of this deal. This Yiddish and witchcraft, hocus pocus, kshofim. So maybe you have to do it again. And every week you have to do it again, and that's good for what makes it hard, and that's why he's not going to be maskim. That's what the Rosh is. Rashi's saying that stamp is that the schiritz only works for a week. It's a weekly thing. Now, halacha lemaisa, when you have a guy living in your apartment and you want to make an erev chatzeris, you have to be soichem mekoymoi. You have to be soichem mekoymoi of the communal area. You give him $5 and you tell him that I want to rent out your common area that we should be able to carry things in our pocket into this communal area. And that's takadon halacha. You take soichem mekoymoi of the akum. All right, we'll stop over here at the bottom of the omed gufo.